Live from South Florida's news station, WSVN 7.
Also, you say you'd rather be an animal than a person. Tonight, you're going to meet people who really believe in their heart of hearts that they are animals. So they dress like animals. This is no joke. Say they are one with nature. In fact, they say they are so much one with nature, they are not human. And they mean it. They want to be animals, so they dress as animals. It's bizarre, and we're going to bring it to you because it's bizarre. And people wish they were animals. Tonight, the story of one sly little fox. This is, without question, and we're sure you're going to agree, the story of the night. Do you love animals? Do you love animals so much that you might want to be an animal?
Not me personally, but there are a lot of people out there who want to actually be their favorite furry creature. Not just every now and then, not just for special celebrations. No, they want to be animals all the time. Here's the Night Team's Belkis Snorray.
I'm a furry. My name is Sly Fox.
This is not a Halloween costume, and Sly Fox is not a professional mascot.
Some people like playing sports. I like dressing up in a, you know, in a costume and, you know, acting like a fox in this case.
Sly Fox is part of a growing subculture called furries, people who identify with animals so much they would actually like to become one.
To have the love for the fur, the, you know, the play out a different ego that's, you know, animal type.
Name's Ratchet, and I'm a fox.
Ratchet just wears fox ears and a tail. He can't afford an entire suit. Ratchet says he picked a fox as his favorite animal because he thinks it fits his sly and clever personality.
There's no difference between myself and my character. It's who I am.
So why does someone want to dress up and act like an animal?
This is a group of people that have as a common bond the need to use external things like an animal costume to help them express some of the internal feelings like confidence or playfulness.
Furries we talk to say they're shy and introverted in normal life, but as animals, they're more outgoing.
Once I get into this costume where nobody knows who I am, I can go completely off the wall.
And more people are discovering acting like an animal is fun. There are furry websites and furry chat rooms. There are even national conferences. And the lifestyle is becoming the topic of magazine articles all over the world.
Don't wait. Also,
this group of furries met last weekend in Central Florida to watch their favorite animated movies and exchange artwork and animal short stories. But furriness is not just about a love of cute little animals. For some, it's about getting in touch with their animal instincts.
On the net, I go by Mock Stormrunner. I'm a cheetah.
Mock, sporting a cat collar and clutching a stuffed animal, believes he's a cheetah in a human body. So a cartoon-like fursuit is definitely not for him.
To me, a fursuit, it's a costume. A cheetah is what I am.
If this whole furry thing is still too strange for you to imagine, well, the furries don't mind. They say they're just having fun.
It's a fun thing to do. It's not like we're sick or demented or anything. It's just something that we just enjoy doing like any other hobby.
If I could be one in real life, I would.
I'm furry. This is my thing.
Belkis Snorray, 7 News 19.
Some furries say they wear their costumes to watch TV. They could be wearing them watching us right now. Or go to the mall. They even say they would wear them to work if their bosses would just allow it.
More than 60 firefighters are